Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the generous support of Meyer Bramley Insurance, serving Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas. Meyer Bramley Insurance can be reached online at mbi.agency or via phone at 844-890-2626. Catholic Conversations, where we talk about faith, family, and finance.
We are back, Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5. We have a guest in the studio with us today. Sherry is here from the Pregnancy Resource Center, as well as David on the line. David, where are you located?
I am in Fredericksburg, Virginia, just south of Washington, D.C.
Ah, gotcha. So we have Sherry and David with us. Sherry is here with the Pregnancy Resource Center. Tell us a little bit about the organization.
Yes, I am the CEO of Living Alternatives Pregnancy Resource Center. We are an organization that has existed since 1985 to reach out to men and women when they're at that point of their pregnancy decision. And so what we do is try to give them all the information they need to make a fully informed decision, and really supporting those living alternatives of parenting and adoption, and helping them get all of the resources they need to make that decision and to answer the questions, to really just be that compassionate support for them throughout the process, and then even after the baby is born and beyond, we're there for them.
Awesome. And you guys have a couple events that you've already gone through this fall and some more coming up?
Absolutely. So next week is our event for our newest center in Pekin, Illinois. We've been there since 2013. And so next Tuesday night in Morton, we will have our fundraising banquet to raise support for the coming year for that ministry, right there reaching out to all of Tazewell County.
And that's how David comes into this picture. He's going to speak at that event, is that right?
Yes, we are so excited. David has spoken at a few of our other events in the last few years, and we're really excited to have him back and speaking to our friends in Tazewell County.
Awesome, David. Give us a little bit of background on yourself, if you would.
Yeah, you bet. I honestly am somebody who is very reluctant to be involved in pro-life efforts. I grew up in a Christian home, but abortion was never discussed in my home. It was never discussed in the church I attended growing up. And it wasn't until I moved to Texas, went to school at Texas A&M, and met my now wife, Margaret, that I came to realize the harm that abortion causes to women, and also the destruction it causes to the life of preborn children. And at that point, I became what I now call a passive pro-lifer. I didn't like abortion, but I didn't want to do anything about it. But then when the announcement came that an abortion facility, a Planned Parenthood center, was opening in our community of College Station, Texas, that was when God really convicted my heart that I need to get off the sidelines and get right into the midst of the action. And so I began volunteering with the local pro-life group. I ended up within a couple of years quitting my job in the pharmaceutical industry to take on the leadership of that group. And it was there while running that group that we, through prayer, discerned the call to run the first ever 40 Days for Life campaign. And then after that, helped to reduce abortions in our community by 28%. It began to spread to other cities and other states and eventually other countries. And so I spent the first decade of 40 Days for Life leading that effort as it spread to more than 600 cities across all 50 states and dozens of countries, and watching God save more than 14,000 lives through the prayers and efforts of more than 750,000 volunteers participating in those campaigns. So, you know, it's never anything I would have chosen, but God has such a better plan. And that's the message I look forward to bringing to this event in Morton this coming week, is that everybody has a role. And if we are simply willing to pray and ask God to show us what we can do, He can use us to save lives, to help women, to make a difference right where we live and change the very course of history.
Amen to that. What are some of the obstacles that you had to kind of get out of your own way in order to allow God to work through you in that ministry?
Well, the first obstacle was myself. I was resistant and fighting it every step of the way. I was like, God, don't you want that other guy over there? Don't you want that lady over there? I don't have the skills. I don't have the talents. But over time, I realized that God doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called, as the saying goes. And that once I recognized that children were dying, women were being wounded, and that I had a role in this effort to save those lives and to protect those mothers for such a time as this, God would introduce to me the right people. He would bring to bear the right skills that I would need to develop and help me to grow in that. The other thing that I found profoundly impactful, and this is why I'm so excited to be a part of this Living Alternatives event next week, is it's not enough for you and I to simply tell somebody no to abortion, which 40 Days for Life certainly helped people to make a decision to not have an abortion, but we needed to partner with ministries that helped them to say yes to life and came alongside those women in that time of need throughout the pregnancy, and were still there with them even after their children were born. And when I came to realize how the prayer efforts and the efforts in holding vigils outside of abortion facilities, which 40 Days for Life conducted, when we partnered with the profound power of pregnancy resource centers, it was really a 1-2 punch that helped to save the maximum number of lives. So everybody has a role. Your role, listening to this interview right now, may be different than mine. I recognize that. But God wants to use you in some way, shape, or fashion to help be a voice for the voiceless at this crucial time in history.
Well, we just had on a young woman a couple weeks ago that is planning the first 40 Days for Life event here in Bloomington coming up this October. So the work that you started a few years ago, or many, many years ago, I guess probably now, is, like you said, it's spreading throughout the country.
Well, you know, God is so good, and that's how we know it's Him doing this, and it's not because of me, it's not because of any other person on the staff of the organization. It's really a move of the Holy Spirit, because when it began to spread far beyond places that we could even visit, and then eventually to countries where we didn't even speak the language, we realized this is a move of God, and we were so honored to be able to come alongside what He has been doing, what He is doing, and what He continues to do. So, again, it's beautiful to see. And as I've traveled to more than 550 cities doing pro-life work and many, many other countries, and just seeing how people in Zagreb, Croatia are doing the exact same thing as the people there in Bloomington, as the same as people are doing in Florida, as they're doing in South America or in Australia or New Zealand. And we all want to see lives saved. We all want to be able to be used as God's hands and feet in this crucial struggle to protect life and uphold the dignity of every human person.
Yeah, I follow Jocko Willink on Twitter. I don't know if you're familiar with him or not. He's a former Navy SEAL, and he runs a charity organization. And you were saying about how we always hopefully try to put off the call that God sometimes gives us to others. The tagline for his charity work is, "If not me, then who?" Which I think really speaks to that that call from God that, you know, we can't just turn it over to the next guy down the block, that unfortunately sometimes we're the last guy on the block, and we're called to stand up and speak for, in this case, the unborn.
Yes. Well, you know, it's a crucial time, and 2019 has been far and away the time where abortion has been more at the forefront of the national news cycle and of the cultural consciousness. When we look at all the pro-life and pro-abortion laws that have been passed, when we look at all the goings-on at Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion chain in the nation, when we look at the news that just broke last week that affects Illinois and Indiana, of the abortionist Klopfer, who, after dying, they found more than 2,200 aborted babies remains at his house that he was storing, we realize that this really is the defining issue of our generation. And I think history will one day measure us based on how we did or did not respond to this crisis at this moment. So this is the moment for action, not to be passive like I used to be. And this is the moment for each of us to say, God, use me where you want to use me to help make a difference for those in need. And I really encourage anybody who's able to come next week to Morton, come out to the Life Banquet, come be a part of what Living Alternatives is doing. You can make a difference and help to change the direction of history.
Absolutely. The work that has been done in the pro-life movement, I saw a recent study or numbers that came out recently that said that 2018 there were less abortions in the last than like in the last 30 or 40 years. Is that accurate?
You know, there's questions because the data comes from the Alan Guttmacher Institute, which is the research arm of Planned Parenthood. But typically, there is enough accuracy in their data, at least comparing year to year, to demonstrate that there is a trending in the right direction of abortions going down. And we've certainly seen that. And a lot of that can be attributed to the life-saving efforts of those who are out holding prayer vigils and doing sidewalk counseling outside of the abortion centers. A lot of it can be attributed to these pregnancy centers like Living Alternatives that are offering women an alternative to abortion and providing them true choice in a situation where they feel at times that they have no choice. A lot of it can be attributed to the states that are passing very strong pro-life laws and protections against the harm that's being caused by the abortion industry. So I do feel that we are seeing progress being made, which is probably why there's such a vicious response from the abortion industry and why there are so many strident efforts, like in New York State when Governor Cuomo celebrated and there was applause in the state legislature when he signed a law allowing for abortions up until the very moment of birth and then demanded that the One World Trade Center was illuminated in pink. I live in Virginia, and regrettably, my governor in Virginia went on the radio going or even further than that, advocating for if a child survived a botched abortion, then it was up to the woman and the doctor to decide the fate of whether or not that child would even be allowed to live. So we see a lot of pushback, but I do believe that we are seeing progress, and I believe that this is the moment for each of us to say, what more can we do at this crucial moment to accelerate the impact of these efforts and to bring an end to this injustice for once and for all? And you can be a part of that.
Absolutely. That number, unfortunately, for folks who might not understand the impact that abortion has on our communities, was still almost a million babies last year. And you just think about the millions and millions of lives that have been lost since, you know, since like Roe v. Wade. It's entire state populations that are not in existence because of the atrocities of abortion.
Yes. Well, the good news, as Sherry will attest, is there's something that each of us can do. And for those who are in the area, come on out on October 1st, come to Morton and learn about what Living Alternatives is doing. I'll be bringing a lot of good news of what God is doing all across the country and around the world, as well as helping to illuminate some of the ongoing challenges we face.
Well,
together, I think each of us can dig deep and find what our role is.
Well, we definitely thank you for all your work. Sherry, can you give us some information for folks that want to get involved or want to help support the organization?
Yes, our fundraising banquet is Tuesday night, October 1st at Park Inn by Radisson in Morton, and that will be raising money for the Pregnancy Resource Center of Tazewell County. That event starts at 7 o'clock, but we also, it's an RSVP event. So if you are interested in coming, we need to hear from you, and you can contact us at tazewell@hopeforafuture.com. Or you can call us at 309-620-9227 or reach out to us. Our website is hopeforafuture.com. We have a lot to celebrate this year between the work of our pregnancy center, the two pregnancy centers in Peoria, and 40 Days for Life. We were able to see our abortion clinic in Peoria close this summer, which is very exciting. But we still have a big battle ahead of us. Planned Parenthood, we have two Planned Parenthood locations right there, one in Tazewell County and one in Peoria County. And they are still alive and well and very active in our community. And we still need to be out there for the women in our community, especially this year with the state of Illinois changing their abortion laws and increasing the funding for that, as well as the access to that up to 40 weeks of pregnancy. And so we really need to be out there helping women who are confused and looking for answers. We really want to be there for her.
Amen. Well, bless both of you and the work that you guys have been doing. I thank so much for both of you coming on the radio today. David, again, thank you for all the work that you've done. And Sherry, thank you for the work that you do here locally for us. One more time, what was the information? What's the easiest way for somebody to get information?
They could call the Pregnancy Resource Center at 620-9227, or they could reach out to us by contacting us through our website, which is hopeforafuture.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you both so much. This is Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5.
You've been listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the generous support of Meyer Bramley Insurance, serving Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas. Meyer Bramley Insurance can be reached online at mbi.agency or via phone at 844-890-2626. Catholic Conversations, where we talk about faith, family, and finance. Download our podcasts at CatholicSpiritRadio.com.